3 days ago, the Double A Zone celebrated its one-year anniversary. The first post we had on the blog discussed my love of the NIT season tip-off and told the story about how my buddies and I from high school used to sneak Popeye's chicken into Madison Square Garden after school on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to watch the games. I honestly think this is one of the greatest sporting events out there. I love college basketball, and I'm pumped up because it's starting today. Dr. Brand, what do we expect? NIT's coming to town.
Oh, I think that's terrific. The NIT really is the kickoff for the basketball season. It's always been that for me, too, just like you, Josh. And of course, it's great to see it in Madison Square Garden, but it's around the country right now. And I always thought of this as kind of the unofficial start of the basketball season.
Well, I mean, and you said it's around the country. This is it was played on campus sites before. This year is the first time where we're having neutral sites. You know, we have one here in town in Indy, and then all across the country we have four sites with the 16 teams, and then they'll end up in the Garden. So it's more of a national event now.
It really is. You might remember that the NCAA took over the NIT tournament last year. And we've made some changes. The selection process, for example, is more objective the way we're doing it. We're also trying to make sure that we're on neutral sites. First of all, it's for the fans, so we can get more fans at the games and provide the opportunity in these arenas, but also to make it fairer, to see who rises to the top, because there's always an advantage if you play on your home court you have. So we've tried to eliminate that advantage and make it a more objective selection as well as a fairer tournament.
And we have some pretty great guys on that NIT selection committee, a lot of experience, a wealth of experience. And one of the things that really, really excites me about this is that you're going to have four teams that end up in Madison Square Garden, just a few blocks from Penn Station, and actually right there at Penn Station, a few blocks from Times Square. You see, take me out of the city. I forget a little bit about the location. But, I mean, they're there at Thanksgiving. We're going to have Macy's Day Parade right outside their hotel window. And last year, that was something that they got to see on their off day.
Absolutely, and that'll happen again. It's a great experience for the student-athletes who go to Madison Square Garden. You know, it is the Big Apple. Whatever else you want to say about the rest of the world of basketball, playing in the Big Apple is special. And being around Times Square, it's great excitement. And I enjoy the Macy's Day Parade, too, and watch it along with the student-athletes last year. And I'll do the same thing this year.
It's a great parade. Oh, you're going again.
Oh, absolutely.
I unfortunately am not making it to New York for Thanksgiving. My mother and father are not pleased, but I'm going to miss this tournament for the first time in a while. I will be watching the semis and the finals on television,
yeah.
But you will be there.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
All right, well, enjoy that. Make sure to check out some of the great teams. We've got North Carolina, Gonzaga, IU, Tennessee, playing in the NIT season tip-off, getting ready for some hoops on the way to March. Thanks for joining us here on Mondays with Miles, and we will talk to you next week.